Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT.
Hey everybody, welcome to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, high atop the radio world in the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in downtown Portland. We welcome to all of our affiliates on the Radio Northwest Network and in Texas. All I have to say is Max Good Amazing Ribs, and you know who I'm talking about. Mr. Max is the guy that does all the evaluations for AmazingRibs.com. He works with Meathead Goldwyn on that, but Max does the evaluations of the equipment, the cookers, new products that come out, and he just got back from the Dallas barbecue and patio show. So we're going to be talking to him in just a minute. I also want to tell you that this portion of Barbecue Nation is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. From the heart of the Pacific Northwest, Painted Hills Natural Beef, beef you can depend on. All right, let's get to talking to Max. Max, how are you?
Doing all right. Hey, good to speak with you again.
How was Dallas?
Well, the show was really great. I saw a lot of really cool new stuff. I will complain about the weather, though, Jeff. I'm up here in Chicago, and I was looking forward to getting down to the warm, warm weather of Texas, and it wasn't much better than it was up here.
Yeah.
It was pretty cold the first couple days, but, you know, I didn't go there for the weather. I went there to see cool stuff, and I did.
I got to tell you, I was kind of following the weather when you told me you were going. And I think when I hung up the phone from you after we kind of confirmed a date and stuff, I started looking at the weather because I knew you were going to Dallas like the next day. And so I kind of tracked it for you guys down there, kind of seeing how you were doing. So my empathies. If I told you it was 78 degrees here today and sunshining, you'd probably be mad at me. But
Well, I'm not mad at you. I wish I could say it was that way up here, but well, we'll get there. It's been a rough weather. I'm allowed to complain more than I normally do.
There you go. So what was new? What one or two things really jumped out at you at the barbecue show?
Well, I mentioned you when you first called. I kind of emptied out my show bag, and I'm looking at a bunch of different stuff here. And the first thing that popped out is Landmen. Now, we all know Landmen smokers. You go to, like, Bass Pro or Cabela's or something, and you'll see their upright cabinet smokers. They are available in electric and gas models, and they're pretty popular. Now, this is a German company. Everything's made in China. The last couple of years, I've been going to this show, because I go every year. It's a big barbecue and patio and hearth product show. And not everybody, but a lot of barbecue manufacturers are there. So I always know I'm going to see a lot of cool stuff. But Landmen keeps coming there with really nice gas grills.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, if you went to their website and they call it, it's Landmen USA and then Landmen Europe and what have you, you know. And when I go to the Landmen USA website, they never have these gas grills on it. But if I do a Google search, they'll have other models that don't really look very good. They're like cheapy, you know, Me Too kind of couple $100 cheapo gas grills. But I go to the show the last couple of years, and they have these really nice gas grills. And I'm going, when are you guys going to start selling them in the U.S.? Then last year, they show up with a round pellet smoker, which there is another company that has one.
Sure.
But I got to say that this one looks pretty dang good, this Landmen. Not selling in the U.S. I go, when are you going to sell this stuff in the U.S.? So last week when I was in their booth, I walk up and I go, when are you going to sell this stuff in the U.S.? Guys, you're driving me nuts. And they go, this could be the year, Max. In fact, the website now is just Landmen.com, I think. And, you know, with the miracles of modern technology, it senses where you're viewing the website from.
Sure.
And it automatically directs you to what's available in that country. And they said, we're doing it now. But they were still kind of hemming and hawing, like, well, we're trying to get distribution, but we're making inroads. We're going to do it. And now look at this new round pellet smoker we have. That's even cooler than the one we had last year. And I go, you keep making new stuff and you're not selling it, at least to my readers. No, this is coming out. I'm looking at it going, well, this has got to be $700-$800. I go, how much? He goes, $399. I go, you got to be kidding me. And, you know, and then I go, well, when are you going to send me stuff to test? But, you know, I don't want you to send me anything.
That you can't sell. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, because I've had in the past people send me something and I go, well, I don't like this about it, and this doesn't work. Well, we're fixing that. That's a prototype. I go, you know, so I put it in my testing policy. We don't do R&D. We don't test prototypes. If you're going to send me something to test, it's got to be in your catalog and readily available for sale throughout the continental United States.
Right.
You know, so I'm not sure where we're at with that, because they said, well, I guess we aren't ready to send you something yet. And I said, well, you know, the minute you are, call me, because I like what I see, but I think you're onto something, but you got to get it out, you know, in people's backyards here. Anyway, that's Landman. Well, they had another thing. You know, everybody's like, the Germans are attacking again.
Yeah.
with these salamander grills, Otto Wild, Beefer. They're just these little super searing grills that have a powerful infrared burners on the top, and they're like broilers.
You know, uh-huh.
You bring meats and stuff right up under the intense infrared burner. And I can tell you that you can cook something in like 1 minute. You can watch it sizzle and sear right in front of your eyes. I'm testing the Otto Wild now, but having a problem with it. We're dealing with that. But at the show, I'm kind of surprised that it seems to be something that's captured people's imaginations. And Landman has one of those, too, and it's relatively low cost, but again, not available yet. But there's another company. Forgive me, I can't remember their name. They're coming out with one. Now, the Otto Wild and Beefer are made in Germany, so, of course, they're more expensive. They're about $1,200. And I'm drawing Northfire. Is that them? Northfire. Let me see. Yep, Northfire Inferno is it? It's what it's called. And they're selling that for like $399. And it's very similar to the Beefer. From what now, I'm just talking about just looking at it and
sure.
Learning a little about it. It seems to me to be very similar, but it's like a third of the price. So, given that that's kind of a unipurpose unit. I mean, it is nice. Believe me, Jeff. I mean, you could cook. You could, if you had a party, you could be cooking steaks, you know, churning them out every mm-hmm. 3 minutes. You know, it's
wow.
It's like a pizza oven. You know.
Yeah.
Just banging these things out. But to spend $1,200 or more, I don't know. I mean, some people don't bat an eye with that, but I know most people here in coast to coast would.
How Max? How big was that? I mean, was it was it big enough for example, somebody that maybe lives in a condo and has a on the second floor and has a small patio or a deck that overlooks a pond or whatever? It doesn't matter. But is it small enough that they could use it as a standalone or a tabletop, or would you need a bigger space?
No, they're small. They're small, and you know the downside of that. Or upside, depending on your living situation,
sure.
Is it has limited capacity, of course. And they all seem to be making them in two sizes, sort of like a smallish and a medium. You know, the small one, maybe you could throw a couple burgers or one medium-sized steak in it. You got to remember, it's just one cooking grate, and you know, and it goes up right underneath an infrared burner. It's like works just like a broiler. It works like your oven broiler, only unless you have a super duper oven, it's going to be a heck of a lot
better,
a hell of a lot better than the one in your oven. You know, it's a big rectangular infrared burner, and the double wide ones have two infrared burners, so you could actually put a gigantic steak in that, or a couple of, you know, maybe even three decent sized steaks. And of course, you could grill veggies and shrimps and anything you want.
All that stuff. We're Max, we're going to take a break, but we're coming back in just a minute.
All right.
Don't go away, but we've got Max Good coming back with us from Amazing Ribs, talking more about the new stuff at the patio and barbecue show in Dallas-Fort Worth. Don't go away. Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. That's 503-982-2033. Barclays, buysellpawn.com.
Shout to the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT. We've got Max Good from AmazingRibs.com. He's going to be talking about everything he saw at the barbecue and patio show down in DFW here. Real quick, you can email us at bbqnation@alphamediausa.com. That's bbqnation@alphamediausa.com. Say hi to a couple of our affiliates, KPNW in Eugene and KVI in Seattle, and all the rest of that are currently on the Radio Northwest Network. A couple of weeks ago, we had Malcolm Reed on the show, and for a free subscription to the National Barbecue News, what is the name of Malcolm's barbecue team? What is the name of Malcolm Reed's barbecue team? You can find out, you can look it up, or you can listen to the podcast of the show on SoundCloud, which is Barbecue Nation with JT. You email me that answer, and I will get you a free subscription, I can't talk today, from the National Barbecue News. Okay, let's get back and talk to my friend Max Gooding, Max Good from AmazingRibs.com.
Max Goody, you can call me that.
There you go. You had some cool stuff you were talking about. How was the show's atmosphere? I mean, I've been to a million trade shows like you have, and always at the first of the trade show, everybody's like, rah, rah, sis, boom, bah. What, was it a really good kind of vibe throughout the whole trip for you at the show?
Well, you know, it's always a whirlwind for me. As I mentioned to you, this is the second year in a row where they've asked me to judge the Vesto Awards, which is not exactly part of the show. It's not a Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue Association event. It's put on by Hearth and Home magazine.
Yep.
And that gobbles up my first day there. They really get serious about judging entries to the Vesto Awards, and it's a nice award, you know, and yeah, the people who receive it are pretty happy about it. So I'm in a whirlwind there, and when I finally gobbled up my whole Thursday, and, you know, I'm going to specific booths, so it wasn't like I was getting an overview of everything, because they give you a list of products to judge, and you go off in teams. It's kind of interesting. So by Friday, I'm a free man. I'm ready to look at everything. And there's a lot of excitement there. Many people, especially towards the end, many exhibitors were saying they felt it wasn't very well attended. And it's kind of been up and down the last couple of years, I think, and people have different theories on it. But I don't want to bore your listeners with all that.
Sure.
I can tell you, though, when I hit the floor Friday morning, what's one of the first things I see? Ninar.
Yeah.
Grills. Made in Beirut, Lebanon. And the first, they knew they were showboating. They had this gigantic hand-hammered grill with a motorized rotisserie. I can barely describe this to you, Jeff. It's just so ornate. It looks like it's part of a temple. Like if you know, the Hindu gods had been barbecuing, this would be one of their temples. You know,
sure.
It's really big. It's got a rotisserie with a motorized spit. And the motors also will make you can move the rotisserie up or down, away from or closer to the charcoal fire. Gas ignition, charcoal. Everything was charcoal, and it all had gas ignition. And then it had a hood over it that was like an upside-down canoe, all just gorgeous carving, you know, hammered into this metal. And then it had like a crest of if I could, I don't know what they call it, but you see it in like Indian temples, and it looks like a row of flames,
mm-hmm.
and it was all plated with real gold. $12,000, Jeff.
Jeez.
I'm going to get you one.
Yeah, you should. Tell Meathead we both need one. Put it on the company credit card there, would you?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. But they had other stuff, too, but that was certainly eye-catching. I mean, geez, there was a lot of great stuff going on there. Trying to think, moving down the aisles, what else I saw.
Well, let me ask you this, Max. As you were going through, and you've got your standard ones that you look at, you know, we were talking about Pit Boss / Louisiana. They're kind of standard. I mean, of course, you've got the Weber people there, and you've got Napoleon as far as gas grill. I mean, you know, I can list them off like you can.
Mm-hmm.
But was there anything on those kind of old salt companies that you saw that went, oh, this is new? They're kind of going in a different direction, maybe.
Well, Weber, of course, are...
Well, they've got a million models of everything. So.
But the biggest thing new for Weber this year is the Genesis 2
mm-hmm.
line and redesign 2017. Stop me if we already discussed this, Jeff, on one of your previous shows. But 2017, they came out with the Genesis 2, and you know Genesis was so popular.
Oh yeah, I've got
and
one.
Genesis 2 just Meathead and I were like, yeah, he took one. They had these more expensive LX models. And he took one of those, and I took one of the standard models. And the standard model wasn't bad, but the thing I didn't like about it was that, you know, now they kept the price the same, but they no longer offer sear burners.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, you know, when you have a – most gas grills don't get hot enough to really sear, and they really
right.
need sear burners to do it right. And you can use a griddle and all that, and that's nice. But, you know, the previous Genesis – for just a nominal, like $50-$60 more, you can get a sear burner on it, and it was great. And I'm like, why did you stop it? And then the LX model was quite a bit more expensive, and it really just
yeah
did not get that hot, really. And so we were disappointed. And this year, they've redesigned Genesis 2. We're calling it Genesis 2 2.0, and it's really good. But I already had tested it and reviewed it. Well, we just put the review up if your readers yep. want to take a look at it. At AmazingRibs.com, it's really good. It's like Genesis is back. This is what we think of Weber as producing this kind of product that that when we cook on it, we go, yeah, yeah, that's Weber. We like Weber, you know.
Sure. Hey.
So that was them. Who else? Broil King. I like Broil King a lot. They've been tweaking up on a very nice pellet smoker that's kind of unique. It sounds like it's going to be a little pricey. There again, I don't know that they're really getting a huge penetration with that particular model in the U.S. market. Their gas grills are wonderful. You know, they go from low price to pretty high price, you know, to competing with Weber Subit line, you know.
Right.
And they've come up with a new thing, and they kind of stole the idea from Napoleon. They have a really nice gas grill, which are the kind of, you know, Napoleon and Broil King both make really nice gas grills. But Napoleon had this infrared sear burner built into the left side shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And we really like that a lot because now you have two very distinct zones. You know, a lot of sear burners are under the hood. And to have it off to the side like that, you can, you know, you could be doing some slow cooking something. And
sure.
then if you want to just sear it at the end... You know, there's that sear burner right there, real nice and hot, all ready to go, and you're done, you know.
Yep. Max, we got to take a break. And don't mean to interrupt you, but we got to take a break, and we'll be back more here on the R&W and on Barbecue Nation with Max Good right after this. It's Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. That's Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. 503-982-2033. That's Barclays, buysellpawn.com. Everybody, welcome back to the Nation. I'm JT. We got Max Good with us today from AmazingRibs.com. This portion of Barbecue Nation is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. From the heart of the Pacific Northwest comes a beef you can be proud of and feel really good about. And also, my buddies down at Barclays in Woodburn, what are you going to do with your tax refund? Maybe you should look at some collectible coins, silver or gold. You can find it all on Barclays Buy Sell Pawn online and see what they've got to offer. Don't forget, you can find us on SoundCloud. It's Barbecue Nation. You got to spell it out, Barbecue Nation with JT. And you can email us at barbecuenation@alphamediausa.com. Anyway, now we're talking with Max Good because he just came from the patio and barbecue and hearth. And, you can switch those up any way you want. It's still the same show.
So, hearth, patio, and barbecue.
Yep.
Exposition.
What is it?
HPB Expo, yeah. They call it. But it's the Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue Association that puts it on. So, and they just like the name, you know, they got fireplaces, they got furnaces, you know, they got furniture, you know, outdoor furniture, all kinds of, and then of course all your grills and smokers that you could possibly imagine.
Jeff. And everybody can go, isn't that correct?
Well, I'm a member of the media, so I'm in kind of a different situation. I don't know if you have to be a member of the Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue Association otherwise, but regardless, even if they let you in, there is a fee. It's a couple $100, as I recall, but lucky for me, I haven't had to deal with that because they do make an exception to us media guys and gals.
Right. No, I did that, and when I was in the Western industry, we did the same thing. You didn't have to have a brick and mortar or an online retail store; you could get in, and there was a fee with that too. So a lot of those trade shows are like that. But usually, if you come up and you say, you know, I'm a building manager from the PacWest building in downtown Portland, and we're looking at revamping our whole, you know, top of the roof and our patios and stuff, they'll let you in.
I would think they would, but I don't want to say that I know for sure.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, if I was running the show, I would.
Sure.
I mean, unless people were lined up down the block, I'd say, hey, sorry, you know, we don't have room for you, but otherwise,
when you were going around there and you were talking about Broil King just before we went to break and how they put this sear station off to the one side and some things like that, let's kind of take them one at a time and go through the three basic ones, which is charcoal, and then, of course, gas, and then we'll go to pellet, and we can do stick wood later if we've got time. But most people will use one of those first three that I mentioned there. Anything that you saw in the charcoal lines that kind of flipped your skirt?
Flipped my skirt? Well, that's mind-boggling. But I'm looking at all my stuff here. Cajun grill, they've been around a long time. They're down in Louisiana, and as I'm walking up to their booth, I'm going, wait a minute, because Cajun grill, they're, if anybody knows of them, and I know they're no big manufacturer, you know, little family group, but they've been around, and you know, a lot of people, especially they're in their neck of the woods, know who they are. They make these unusual kind of V-shaped grills and smokers. The top is kind of V-shaped, you know, and then the bottom is like, well, the top is an inverted V-shape and the bottom is V-shaped.
Sure.
If that creates the right picture for you. And it was kind of rather unusual design. The guy who invented it came up with, I'm trying to get their family name. Who's the sports Guidry? What the famous sports guy? They're not related, but that's their family name. I hope I'm saying it right. Oh, Greg Guidry, perhaps I'm thinking. Well, now I'm tongue tied. At any rate, I hope they forgive me if they're listening to this. But I would say that their previous models were just rather. You know, kind of metal fabrication look. They were very well made, you know, almost handmade, well-respected brand, but not getting a lot of action, I don't think. And they kind of, it sounds to me like they kind of just had a few quiet years here. So as I'm walking up to their booth, all I see are all these really cool-looking stainless steel models that I hadn't seen before. And one of the sons, there's these two big guys with their beards, big with their Louisiana accents, they come, Mac's good, why, hey, come on over. And I'm like, well, I like guys like this, friendly fellas, you know. And they just were really excited about what they're doing. I said, it looks like you guys are ready for phase two. They said, yep, we're coming up with a whole new life for Cajun Grow. This is all stainless. This is our new thing. And they had some really cool designs. Now, these aren't cheap either, but they're not like the stuff made in Lebanon with the gold plating either. I think they're going to be about somewhere $2,000 to $4,000. Forgive me for not having more detail, but it was just a few days ago, and it has truly been a very busy week or so.
Mm-hmm.
And good to be busy, but I can only ask your readers, your listeners to.
That's okay.
Well, forgive me when I lack a few details at this period of time. We'll get this stuff into the database at AmazingRibs.com as quickly as possible, and there'll be more detail there.
Oh, I'm sure there will be. So that was charcoal. So let's talk about pellets. Of course, pellet grills are huge out here in the Northwest, and they're growing in popularity clear across the country. There's no doubt about that. But you were talking about they had a round pellet grill in our first segment.
Landman
was doing that, and I know some of the companies have come out with a Kamado style pellet grills, and the Green Mountain Grill. We had Jason Specht on last week, and he's come with this new Prime line.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a Prime and a Choice.
I hung out with Jason quite a bit. He's a wonderful guy, as you know.
Yep.
And his new Prime line. It's interesting, Traeger didn't have a booth this year. I'm not sure why, and I'm just speaking with them about getting their new Ironwood, so hopefully that'll happen. But they were touting this direct current technology, and I'm not an engineer, so I hope I got it right. Jason said, well, you know, I've had that for years on my portable Davy Crockett, and now with our all-new line, that's standard on all of our
Right.
stuff.
Right.
And if I can just give a schmo's version of my understanding of it is if it's AC, you can still plug it into your wall outlet. It's
right.
It happens inside the box, I guess. Apparently if you go AC, you don't have as much as fine a gradation from slow to fast on the auger or on the fan. And with the DC, my understanding of it is that it can get more subtlety and more accuracy. So the new Traegers and all of the new Green Mountain units will have this. I'm not sure if anybody else has it as well. Jason has a couple other goodies there. He has this pellet smokers have a diffuser that goes directly over the fire pot.
Right.
And Jason's is very large, and you can hook it up to a rod, kind of like if people are familiar with Camp Chef's ash clean-out system, and now they have their new slide and grill, I think they're calling it. They're basically a rod hooked up to a component inside the pellet smoker, and you can move it back and forth with this rod. Yoder has a system similar to that, too. At any rate, Jason's has this large metal diffuser that goes over the fire pot, and he said you can actually create two zones to some extent with it by moving the diffuser to one side. Or if you feel your heat is a little uneven and you want to even it out, you move it more in the direction that would make sense.
Sure.
You're like, oh, I'm getting too hot on my left side, so you move it over a little bit to the left to bring some of that heat more towards the right side. And he's got a window in it, and he's got a pellet level sensor in it. And some of these things are on the new Traegers, too. I wonder what's going on there. Maybe they're reading each other's. They're having similar dreams or something.
Like the pellet wars.
The pellet dreams. They're connected to the pellet gods, which would lead me to Camp Chef.
Right? Yep.
Did you see that video they did for their I always want to call it a woodwind? Where they have the sear burner, the gas burner attached to the side.
Wait a second. We got to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about Camp Chef and wrap up the show right after this. Don't go away. Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. That's 503-982-2033. Barclays, buysellpawn.com. Hey, welcome back. This is Barbecue Nation. Of course it is, and I'm JT. Of course I am, and we're talking to Max Good from AmazingRibs.com, and he is right there on the line.
Hey, I am here.
So you were talking about Camp Chef, I think, before we went to break.
Yeah, they finally have a Wi-Fi system, and it looks pretty cool. It looks proprietary. It just looks a little different. You know, a lot of these things are kind of, a lot of those controller systems are relatively generic. But this one looks really neat. I have a lot of confidence in them. I haven't seen the app, but they seem to be pretty dependable when they come up with some new things.
Sure.
So that's for their pellet smoker. And, of course, Camp Chef, they live up to their name. They got anything you want for camping, you know, the gas ovens and griddles. And, you know, those griddles are getting real popular. Like Blackstone and Camp Chef
yep.
are kind of neck and neck on affordable outdoor griddles. Usually the legs will fold up. They try to make them as portable as possible. And then, of course, they both make smaller tabletop units as well.
Yep. I've got a couple of those. Max, we've got about 4 minutes left here. So if I said, what was one thing that you saw at the show that you wanted to take home for yourself? Not to review, not to test, but you just said, I got to have one of those. And not the $22,000 you know, thing from Lebanon, but... you know, was there something that really popped out in your mind, one of the units that it's like, you know, because you, if the folks don't know, Max does all the testing for AmazingRibs.com of the different grills and smokers and cookers and what have you, all right? He can have his choice virtually of anything he wants because they'll send it to him. I'm still trying to figure out how to get that gig. But regardless, you know, is there one thing that you just went, yes, and then when you called home, Mrs. Max went, no.
She was with me, by the way.
Okay, well, then she didn't have to make the phone call.
Yeah, she steals my thunder every year, Jeff. everybody, I show up at the booth, they go, where's Suzanne? Where's your wife, Suzanne? I go, well, she's at the hotel or she's at the spa. Oh, go away. Wait till she gets here, then you come back.
Mm-hmm.
What can I say? I'm a big fan of her.
Yeah, I know the deal.
Well, also, I don't think it's readily available in the U.S., so maybe it tantalizes me a little bit, you know. And again, these guys usually will send me stuff, but I say wait until – I don't want to write up a review and then people have to order it from another country or something,
sure.
You know. But this is called – let me make sure I got the naming right. It's Nuke Volver Al Hogar. Again, I'm challenged for the pronunciation of it. The company seems to make quite a few different open fire products, but this new thing, relatively new, is a what I thought of as a really unique variation on a Santa Maria type grill.
Uh-huh.
It's a box, let's say a metal box, and it's got refractory brick material lining the sides and the bottom, and then it has a lid that closes down over it, and off to one side is a wood-burning grate. Looks like a small fireplace grate. And that's where you start wood or lump charcoal. And as it becomes red embers, you kind of pack it down, and the red embers drop down to the fire brick bottom. And then you take a metal tool and push them off inside the box there where there's an adjustable height cooking grate. So and that is operated by a lever on the side.
Yeah.
So instead of being a Santa Maria that has a wheel suspended above it and the grate is attached to the wheel by chains or what have you, and you're spinning that wheel up high to pull the grate up towards it or drop it down lower towards the fire, this has a lever mechanism that will move the cooking grate up away from the fire or down toward the fire. And a nice thing about this is now you have a lid. You don't have lids on almost any Santa Maria-type grill. So that, you know, this is a great cooking attribute to give you more versatility and control. But if you really want to sear, you can drop it right down on your red hot wood embers or charcoal embers. But that's a kind of nice setup that I've seen in Santa Maria or Paria vertical lift type grills.
Sure.
Some of them have these these wood burning areas where you can get the wood red hot, because you know you don't want to put just unburned wood and start cooking on it, because you're going to get all the nasty. You know, all,
yeah.
It has to burn off all the
nasty
stuff you don't like. There's a lot of volatile organic compounds in there that can be nasty, and that's where you get the black nasty creosote. So you want to get some of that burned away, but you still want enough of those compounds in there to give you that wood flavor. And I thought that was kind of cool, because now it's all in this small unit. You know, it's
yeah.
not this big blumbering Santa Maria thing with wheels and chains and stuff.
Yeah. That's it for this week on Barbecue Nation. We'd like to thank Max Good for being with us. For Camaro Dave and everybody else here, take care. We'll see you next week.
Barbecue Nation is produced by JTSD Productions, LLC, in association with Alpha Media USA. All rights reserved, copyright 2019. Barbecue Nation is produced in the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in beautiful PDX, except when the weather is crappy. We'll be back next week with another entertaining and fun edition of Barbecue Nation. At least that's what we tell people. See you next week.